Hi, and welcome to another edition of Healing Points with Cassidy. I'm E.G. Cassidy, and the title to today's episode is Detaching with Love. I'm going to teach you today how to detach from other people's emotional baggage with love. Thank you for joining me. So we humans tend to create a lot of chaos in our lives and in the lives of others. And one of the most important and healthy tools I've found to deal with other people's baggage and emotional baggage is to detach from it with love. So when you encounter someone in your family, or maybe even a close friend, it could be someone at work, that's constantly in emotional chaos, what do you do? And I mean, if it's spilling over into your life, causing you turmoil, how do you stop it? Well, the most effective way I found is to set a healthy boundary with them. And so you say, well, okay, how do you do that? Well, first thing you need to do is decide how strict you want that boundary to be. For instance, do you need a break from them for a day, for an hour, for a week, or maybe permanently? So think about what you really need from this boundary before you put it into place. Think about a time frame. Think about where you're at emotionally. Listen to your body. Is it tired? Is it drained of energy from being involved in other people's drama? Because other people's chaos can definitely drain you of your life energy, and you don't want that. So we're gonna figure out what type of boundary you need to put in place in order to take care of your physical and emotional health. So option one could sound something like this. I can see that you're upset and hurting, and I do care about your feelings. But right now, I need some space in order to take care of myself. So let's not talk about this right now. Now that's what you could say as an option one. And by not putting a time frame in place, you allow yourself to have as much space as you need and can choose when and if you discuss the issue with this person again. You don't have to, but if you want to, you're still open to do that. So let's move on to option number two. Option number two could sound something like this. I can see that you're upset and hurting, and I do care about your feelings. But right now, I'm not in a place to discuss this matter. Let's circle back to it tomorrow when I'm in a better headspace. Now, this option gives you a full day to clear your head and then address the issue the next day if that's what you feel like doing. This is a really great option to use in a workplace because if you know things get heated with another employee, you know, you're setting a personal healthy boundary and you're giving yourself some time to think about what you actually want to say. Maybe discuss it with your partner that night and figure out, well, what do I want to say to this person when I address this issue with them? Maybe even, you know, you may need to go talk to your supervisor about it or a manager or someone else. So that's option number two. Option number three could go something like this. I can see that you're upset and hurting, and I do care about your feelings, but this is something you need to work out for yourself. Now, this option closes the door for further discussion on that particular subject matter, and it removes you from further emotional drama. Boom, this is my boundary, I've set it, I'm out. And that's your choice. You get to choose whether you want to be involved in someone else's emotional drama or not. So now that you've drawn your healthy boundary, it's up to you to detach from that person in your mind. Okay. And this means not thinking about them or their problems. And it doesn't mean you don't care about that person. What it means is that you're taking care of you. So don't hold any guilt behind it. Don't sit there and dwell on it and, oh, feel guilty about drawing a healthy boundary, because that's you taking care of you. And it's your job to love and take care of yourself. And by detaching with love from other people's problems, you're loving you first and foremost. And that's your job. Love you. Take care of you. But be sure and stick to your boundary. Stick to it, okay? Because if you don't stand firm in your boundary, that person will continue to cross your boundaries and cause chaos in your life. I know, because I've experienced it in my life. And people that love to, you know, swirl chaos around in their life are going to keep doing it, and they want other people to be involved. That's how they create chaos, is by bringing other people into it. So if you want to be chaos free from other people's lives, learn how to detach with love and to set the healthy boundaries. Now, these are obviously not the only ways to draw a healthy boundary. So, you know, you can do it the best way you feel is appropriate and or necessary, but just do it calmly and lovingly if possible. And then again, stick to your boundaries. And remember this, it may be hard initially to draw that boundary with that person, but the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it, and the easier it's going to become. So creating the healthy boundary, drawing the healthy boundary, and then detaching with love helps you to stay balanced and healthy in your life. So I want to say one last thing about this, which is that there's nothing wrong with being a friend and listening to others talk about their life issues. We all need to do that from time to time, vent, talk to someone we trust. The problem comes in when you constantly focus on others' problems and then obsess over them, or obsess, you know, hold guilt over not listening or something like that. Because then that creates negative energy in your life, and you need your life energy to create great things for you. So be present when listening to them. If someone needs to talk to you and you're willing to listen and you have the emotional headspace to do it, but once they're finished, detach from it. Don't sit there trying to figure out how you can solve their problems or how you can fix their life, because it's not your job to fix someone else's life. It's their job. You're just being there as a friend to let them vent, and then detach from it. So detaching is with love is a calm way to keep yourself happy and healthy emotionally. Detaching from others' drama keeps you in a peaceful headspace. And detaching with love is a great way for you to love you. I hope that this has been helpful to you today. If you need any additional tips on emotional healing, please go to the webpage at www.egcassady.com. And Cassady is spelled C-A-S-S-A-D-Y.com. Thank you for joining me.